me where you are. Across the hottest desert, I'll travel near or far for your glory. I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. For your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. Lord, if I find favor in your sight, Lord, please hear my heart cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are. Across the hottest desert, I'll travel near or far for your glory. I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. For your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. For your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. For your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. But I want to be where you are. Gotta be where you are. Wanna be where you are. Gotta be where you are. Lord, I wanna be where you are. Gotta be where you are. Wanna be where you are. Gotta be where you are. For your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. Lord, I want to be where you are. Lord, right in your presence is where we want to be today, oh God. Where peace is, where joy is, where happiness is, where love is right where we want to be in your presence, oh God. Today we adore you, Lord. Today we magnify you, Lord. Today we honor you, for you are great and you're mighty. And you're awesome. In your presence is where we want to be. Right here with us, oh God. Seeking you and magnifying you and glorifying you today, oh God. We come to you this morning, oh God. Humbly worshiping and bowing down before you, kneeling down before you, wherever we may be, O God. We come with open hearts and open minds, O God, ready to follow you and ready to seek you, ready to hear from you, ready to receive a touch from you on today, O God. We start this day out with you, O God. Searching for you, looking to you for to lead us and guide us, to give us your hand on today, O God. We want to magnify you today. We want to glorify you today. We want you to be honored today. We want you to be glorified. We want you to receive all that we have on today, all of us on today, O God. We want to worship you. We worship you. We adore you. We honor you, Lord, for you are great and you are mighty. You are so awesome. You are amazing, God, and we honor you. We worship you. We adore you, Lord. You are so great. You are worthy of all my praise. You are worthy of all that I have on today, God. We honor you today. We glorify you. We give you all praise. Hallelujah. All the glory. Hallelujah. All the honor today. Hallelujah. It belongs to you, God. We just ask you to be with us on today. We ask you to come in our presence on today. We invite you into our presence on today, oh God. Oh God, to lead us, oh God. We invite you into our presence, oh God, so that we can look upon you, oh God, so that we can see your face, so that we can see your glory this day, oh God, as we go through this day, oh God. Oh God, help us and open up our understanding today of what we should do today, oh God. Keep us on the right path today, oh God. Oh God, we look to you today for direction today. God, we look to you today and we honor you for that today. We praise you for that today. In advance, oh God, we can't imagine what you have in store for us on today, oh God, but we need you to be with us on today, God, to lead us, to guide us, to walk with us, to talk with us, Lord. We look to you today. We open up ourselves early this morning, oh God, to look to you, God, to bow down at your feet, oh God, to lay all of our cares right at your feet, oh God. We look to you today, oh God. Oh God, for all the things that we need, oh God, even including direction, including good health, oh God, prosperity on today. We look to you today, oh God. For you are great and you are mighty, and that's why we worship you. That's why we want to be in your presence on today. We just want your presence, your glory, abiding with us, surrounding us all day on today, oh God. Grant us this day, oh God. Oh God, you are amazing. You are so awesome. You are so amazing, and we honor you, and we worship you. We give you all praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we just ask of you this day, oh God, that you be with us, be with every thought that we have on today, oh God. Guide our thoughts on this morning, on today, oh God. Guide our thoughts, everything that we think, oh God. Let it be so that you will be glorified in all that we think. As we go through our different cares of the world on today, oh God, be with us, oh God. Help us today to love more on today, oh God, that if we see someone hurting on today, oh God, that we are able to reach out to them on today, oh God, to share your word, to share your good news, to share your love. Oh God, help us today, oh God, to be good stewards on today, good stewards of our time, good stewards of everything that we manage, oh God, that everything that we do, oh God, you will get the glory, that you will be honored, that you will be okay with what we're doing, oh God. Oh God, we first of all want to ask you to forgive us. Forgive us all of anything that is not like you, anything that is not according to you, or anything that we have decided to do on our own without you. Forgive us, oh Lord. Forgive us of our sins that we may have committed and the sins that we may have omitted. Just didn't know that we had done or you know, that we didn't think about. God, forgive us. Cleanse us from the inside out. Clean us up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, because we want to be right. We want to be whole. We want to be fresh for you on today, to be used by you on today, oh God. We want to be a light unto you, O God. We want to be a light that people can see that us in you in us. We want you to reign out of us. We want you to exude out of us. We want you, Lord, to be in us on today, O God. That's why we want your glory to abide with us today. That's why we want your presence with us on today, O God, because every step that we take, we want you to be seen. We want you to be pleased. We want you to be happy. Everything that we touch on today, O God, we want you to be glorified in it. God, when you are glorified in it, when your presence is in the things that we do, God, everything goes for our good. Everything goes according to the plan. Everything goes right. Everything comes together. That's why we need you with us, to walk with us, to talk with us, to lead us, to guide us, oh God, to open up our eyes so we can see you and only you. God, we ask that you take all the distractions, all the distractions away from us today that will keep us from doing right by you on today, oh God. We want more of you on today, oh God. Yes, we want more of you in the future, but today we want to pull on you today, oh God. Oh God, wrap your angels of protection around us all the day, oh God. Wrap your angel of protection around our children, our families, our loved ones, oh God. Even God, wrap your angels of protection around our enemies on today, oh God. Those that will come, try to come up against us today, oh God, to try to distract us, to get us off our right game, oh God. Take the distractions away, O God, in the name of Jesus. O God, renew us on today. The right spirit within us on today, O God, that even when our enemy comes, or those that dislike us, that we don't even know are our enemies, O God, when they come to get us off track on today, when they come to distract us on today, O God, oh, God, renew our minds, oh, God, that we think on you, that we stop and we consult you, that we look to you, oh, God. Renew our hearts, oh, God, that we even want them to be blessed on today, that we even want them to be prosperous on today. Give us a right mind and a renew our hearts on today, oh, God, that we'll love those that don't love us on today, that we'll care for them on today. Be with us on today, oh God. We can only do these things. We can only love our enemy. We can only pray for our enemy, those that are against us, if you are with us, oh God. That's why we pull on you today to walk with us, to talk with us, to lead us, to guide us. Hallelujah. We want your glory to surround us on today. We want you to be magnified. We want you to be glorified, Lord Jesus. We want you to be honored, Lord. So abide with us. Abide with us on today. We need a touch from you on today, oh God. We don't want to be walking aimlessly around today. We don't want to just be wandering and doing things just to do things out of routine and ritual, oh God. We want you to be with us, oh God. Abide with us on today. Hear our hearts cry, oh God. Hear our pleas, oh God. Hear our petitions on today, oh God. As we go through the day, oh God, as we sacrifice ourselves on today, as we do the things that you have assigned for us to do on today, be with us so that you can be glorified. Take self out of everything, oh God. Give us the know-how. Give us the tools. Equip us, oh God. But, God, you be glorified. That's the attitude we want to have on today, that you be glorified out of all. You be pleased with everything that we do on today. God, we ask you to send your healing power to those that are sick and afflicted and shut in on this day, oh God. We ask that you send forth your healing power. We know that you are a healer. We know that you can take away diseases. We know that you can take away pain. We know that you can take away the things that will keep us down, depression, and things that will keep us, our minds, distracted. God, take away, heal the mind, heal the body, heal, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Only like you can. You are a healer. Oh, God, touch the people on today that need healing on today, oh, God, physically, emotionally, spiritually, heal in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we can't walk around broken and hurting and in despair and worn and torn, oh, God. And be effective ministers and witnesses for you, oh God. We can't do that. God, so be with us. Heal us in the name of Jesus. Wherever we are hurt, wherever we are torn down, heal in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we ask that you deliver, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Deliver those that are bound, oh God. Deliver those that are heavy, oh God. Deliver those that are worried, oh God. Deliver, God. Deliver those that are afflicted in their bodies with the addictions, oh God. Just deliver in the name of Jesus. Deliver, God. Make way, oh God. Open doors, oh God. Deliver, oh God. Take the shackles away, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, free us, oh God, to be able to worship you. Free us, oh God, to be able to move forward, oh God. Free us, oh God, to be able to receive the breakthrough that you have for us. Free us, oh God. Deliver us, oh God. Deliver our souls. Deliver our minds, oh God. Anything that has us, oh God, just set us free. In the name of Jesus, make us free to worship you. Make us free to adore you. Make us free today, oh God, to honor you, oh God. Anything that's in us that's not like you, that you are not pleased with, oh God. Anything, oh God, any envy, any malice, anything, any hatred, oh God, any evil, take it out of us in the name of Jesus. Set us free, oh God. Free our hearts. Free our minds, oh God. Free us to be able to worship you freely, that you will be able to receive our worship. Free us today, oh God. Oh God, and as you deliver us and as you forgive us and as you set us free, oh God, as you save us, oh God. Oh God, we ask that you pour into us, oh God. Pour into us. Equip us, oh God, with your glory. Equip us, oh God, with your anointing. Equip us, oh God, with your power. Equip us, oh God, with everything that we need, oh God, to be able to stand in this evil world, to be able to stand in this busy world, to be able to do what you want us to do. Equip us, oh God, with what you have called for us to do. Equip us, oh God. Give us everything that we need to do what you have assigned for us to do. Equip us, oh God, to be good stewards. Equip us, oh God, to be bold today. Equip us, oh God, to have the energy that we need to run for you today, God. Equip us, oh God, with life. Equip us, oh God, with everything that we need today to live for you, to walk for you, to talk for you. Equip us, oh God. Anoint us with your power. Anoint us, oh God. Anoint us yet again with your blood. Anoint us, oh God. That means that if you anoint us, oh God, everything that's not like you will be cleansed out of us, will wash on out, oh God. So equip us, cleanse us, anoint us with your power. Oh God, we look to you on today for direction of who we should talk to today, to tell about you, to tell about the good news of Jesus. Who should we talk to today, oh God? Give us a boldness deep inside of us that we've never had before on today. Today, oh God, that we will use the tools that you will equip us with, oh God, for you, for your glory, for your service. Our hands, our feet, our eyes, everything that we have, all of our senses, oh God. Equip our senses, oh God, that everything that we do, everything that we come up against, everything that we come to today, that we have the right tools to handle the right way, and that you will be pleased with what has been done. Oh God, we adore you on today. We magnify you, Lord. We honor you today, Jesus. For you are great, and you are greatly to be praised. And we look to you today to give you all glory and all praise and all honor. Hallelujah.
You are mighty. You are awesome. You are great. You are so strong. Thank you, Lord, for being so faithful. Thank you, Lord, for being so awesome. Thank you, Lord, for being so mighty. Thank you, Lord, for being everything that we need. Thank you, Lord, for being a healer. Thank you, Lord, for being the deliverer. Thank you, Lord, for being a way maker. Thank you, Lord, for opening doors. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being strong and mighty in our lives on today. Thank you, Lord, for tearing down and bringing down the giants in our lives, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us and providing for us. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us protected. Thank you, Lord, for keeping our families safe. Thank you, Lord, for keeping our children safe, oh, God, from the hand of the enemy, oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we haven't had any reports of any suicides from young people. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for walking with our young people and talking with them, oh God. Yes, no, they might not be doing the things that we want them to do, oh God, but I thank you for knowing who they are and how they're going to act. Thank you for meeting them right where they are, oh God, and keeping them on the right path, oh God. Thank you, Lord. You have been amazing. You have been so awesome. We don't deserve it. We don't deserve the grace and the mercy and the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. We don't deserve the favor, oh God, but we're thankful. We're so thankful that you have chosen us to bless, that you have chosen us to grant favor upon. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your mighty outstretched hands. Thank you, Lord, for being so good, being so faithful, never turning away from us. Thank you, Lord. Even when we say things or do things that you don't like, say things that would even be blasphemous, oh, God, thank you for giving us yet a chance to come back and get it right, to magnify you, to be cleansed again, to receive you, to accept you. Thank you for the opportunity to yet again be called your child. Thank you, Lord. We don't take it lightly today that you have chosen us, that you have called us to be one of your own. We thank you, Lord, for being so awesome. You did not have to do it, but, you know, we're so glad that you did. We're so glad that you've never given up on us. We're so glad that you've never taken us down the wrong path. We're so glad that everything that is done for us, that you do for our good. Even when it doesn't feel right, even when we don't want to go down that path, even when we fight and we buck, thank you, God, for being so faithful to us. Thank you, God, for being so righteous. Thank you, God, for being so holy. Thank you, God, for everything that you have done for us. God, continue to bless us and keep us, oh God, right in the center of your will, right in the center of your hand, oh God. Oh God, we want to be where you are. We want to be close to you. We want more of you. We want to be on the right path that leads us to the right way, that doesn't lead us to destruction, that doesn't lead us down a path that we have to come crawling back to you every minute, every second of the day asking for forgiveness, but lead us down the right path, oh God, that we can become more mature and we become stronger and that we can pull people with us down this path, oh God, to come to know you, to come to see you, to come and have an experience with you. Oh God, be with us. You are amazing, God. You are just awesome. You are just wonderful. There are not enough words to express how great you are. We look to you today, oh God. We look to you today for this world, oh God, to bless this world, oh God. There's so much going on. They're not just rumors of wars. There are wars going on right now, oh God.
around this world, oh God. There is no peace, oh God. We need you. We need your hand on this world today, oh God. We need you to change lives. We need you, God, to just inhabit, come and dwell, change the minds of people that they want to know who you are, because they need to realize that you're the only one that can bring peace. You are the only one that can bring calm. You are the only one. This is your world. You created it. We need to turn the world back to you, oh God. I know that everyone can't be, it's not all going to be turned back to you. Yeah, there is a hell. We know that. But God, help us to not leave anyone. We want everyone to come and dwell with you, oh God. Help us to be the stewards, oh God, to bring them to you. Those that we can reach, oh God, help us to reach them, oh God. Bless this world, oh God. Bless those in government, oh God, that have the powers to over this world, oh God, to make decisions for this world, oh God. Help them, oh God. No, they might not even know you. Help them to come to know you, oh God, that they even turn to you in their last minute of despair. Help them to come to know you, oh God, that they seek you for direction. They seek you, oh God. That they come to know that everything that you give is life. Everything that you give is for their good. Everything that you give is right, is true. Help those in leadership, oh God, over the government, oh God. Help those in our churches, oh God. Leadership in our churches, oh God. Around this world, around this country, oh God. Help the leadership, oh God, to stand firm in the foundation of you, Christ. Help us, oh God, to lean and depend on you as we do your work, oh God. Help us to be true to you as you are true to us. Help us, oh God, to be faithful to you as you are faithful to us. Those that have the power to make decisions in our churches, oh God, help them, oh God, open up their minds, open up their hearts, that and pull them to you, oh God, that they see you, that they consult you, that they understand that it's not about them, oh God, that it's not about what they can get out of it, how they can benefit, oh God, but help them, oh God. And yes, oh God, we know that when we ask for help, that it might not be what people want. It might not be feel good. It might not be, you know, nice and roses and lovely and fluffy. But, God, we do ask for your help because we want it to be right. Help those in our communities, oh God. God, amongst those in our communities, oh God, that don't know you, first of all. Bring them, help them to come to you, oh God. Help them to come to the knowledge of you, oh God. Even if it's us, the tools that you need to use us, oh God, help us to go to them, oh God, to bring them to you. Help in our communities, oh God. Oh God, turn around the despair. Turn around the poverty. Turn around, oh God, the destruction. Turn around the death. Turn around everything, oh God, that is not like you. Turn it around in our communities, oh God. Oh God, open up our hearts and our eyes that we see what's going on in our communities and that we are able to meet the needs in our communities, oh God. But we have to be able to see. We have to be able to know what's going on. Open up the doors that will allow us to go into our communities, oh God, wherever we are, to be a beacon of light. To show you. Help us, oh God. Open up those doors. Make a way. Tighten the pathway, oh God, for us to do, to meet the need in our communities, oh God. And God, help us in our each and every one of our church homes that have been assigned to do ministry, oh God. Help us, oh God. We ask that you be with, and we ask for praise center specifically, oh God, be with our leader, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you bless each and every pastor, oh God, that we know of, oh God,
oh, God, each and every pastor that's connected to us, oh, God, all of those that are with us with this prayer on today, oh, God. Be with each and every pastor, oh, God, that he may see you in all that he does, oh, God, all that he puts forth, oh, God. You be in everything, oh, God, that he seeks you in the direction that he should go, that should lead the people. We pray specifically for Pastor McCowan, oh, God, that you continue to equip him, that you continue to build him up, oh, God, that you continue to encourage his heart, oh, God, that you continue to focus his mind, oh, God, his thoughts, oh, God, that you continue to just caress his heart in the name of Jesus, that as he leads us, oh, God, as we walk behind him, oh, God, as we follow his lead, oh, God, that you lead and guide him, oh, God, that you open up his eyes, that he sees you, that you, as his hands are stretched out, that you pull on him and guide him to you, oh, God. Give him favor, oh, God. Wrap your angels of protection around him, oh, God. Keep him covered, oh, God, with your blood, oh, God. Oh, God, be with him, oh, God. Walk with him. Talk with him, oh, God. This your manservant. Be with him, oh, God. He has a heart after you. He has a heart for you. He has a heart to do your will, oh, God. So bless him in a special way, oh, God. And, God, we ask that you bless those that have desired and endeavored to follow him, oh, God. Bless each and every one that is on this prayer call that he has designed, oh, God. Bless each and every one, oh, God, in a special way. Prosper their ways, oh, God. Encourage their heart. Equip them, oh, God, with everything that they need to be good for you. That you will be able to be pleased and happy with everything that they do, oh, God. Bless them. Grant favor in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, take the hand of the enemy off the families that are represented here with us on this prayer line on this morning, oh, God. Take the hand of the enemy away in the name of Jesus. Take them off the families, oh, God. Take them off the lives, off the health, oh, God. Take them off the finances, oh, God. Take them off their emotions and their will, oh, God, their drive, their determination. Take the hand of the enemy off, oh, God, and place your hand. Touch us with your love. Touch us with your glory. Touch us with your power, oh, God. Bless us and keep us right in the hollow of your hand, right in the middle of your will, oh, God. Bless those at Praise Center, oh, God. Give them an earnest desire, a fire within them to do your will, oh, God, to serve, to be good stewards, oh, God, to come to know you in a very intimate and real way, oh, God. Bless us, oh, God. Be with us, oh, God. We know that you want to be with us, oh, God, so we just need you to change our hearts that we are ready and available and ready to receive from you, ready to receive all of you, for you are a great big God and you are so mighty. There's so much of you, so much wonder to you, so much amazement to you that we need to be emptied out so much so that we are ready and able for you to be able to fill us up and with only you, with only your love, with only your anointing, with only your power. God, we look to you for all of those that are connected to Praise Center but are not able to get on this call this morning, oh, God. Those members that have joined Praise Center and, God, that just have fallen off, that don't, you know, do what they're supposed to do, oh, God, we ask that you go before them, oh, God. Block the way until they understand that they need you. They need to come to you. They need to come in fellowship with you. Come into your presence, oh God. Help them to understand. Give them the awareness, the understanding. Give them that light that they understand that they cannot do anything without you. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible without you. Nothing can be done without you. Nothing, then I say nothing can be done the right way can be accomplished. Nothing can be prosperous. Nothing can be effective without you. Help them to know that all things are possible with you. Be with us today, O God, as we go forth throughout this day, O God. Be with us, lead us, and guide us, O God. Encourage our hearts, O God. Help us to have a wonderful day on today. Let us find the good in this day. Help us to find the good in this day, O God, as we go through. Yes, things are going to come our way. We already know, God, for you told us there things are going to come. Trials and tribulations are going to come our way, that we're not going to be exempt from that. So help us to stand firm in you. Help us to stand on your word today. Help us to stand in your presence on today, O God. Be with us. Lead us and guide us this day. We want you to be magnified today. We want you to be glorified today. We want your glory to be around us today. That someone might ask today, what is it about you that is so different? What is it about you that makes you different? And that gives us the opportunity to share the good news of Jesus Christ in our lives. Equip us on today. Empower us on today. Oh, God, take us through our every cares of the day, very business that we have on today. Take us through it, oh, God. Don't let us fall. And if we do, oh, God, we know that you'll be right there to help us right back up. That's just the kind of God you are. You don't want us to be down for too long. So be with us. We'll give you glory. We'll give you honor today. We'll magnify you, Lord. We'll glorify you for all that you're going to do in our lives, for all that you're doing for us, for all that you have done. You have been so good. You have been so awesome. You have been so mighty, even in the midst of all the things, what we consider bad things, oh God. You have still been good. You have still been faithful. And we praise you for that. We adore you for that. We magnify you, Lord. We give you all the glory today. We give you all the praise. Hallelujah. We give you all the honor because it belongs to you, the creator of all things. Oh, God, we give it all to you on today, oh, God, the creator of life, the creator of health, even the creator of wealth. We give it all to you today, oh, God. We open up ourselves to receive what you have for us this day. We don't want to be greedy and ask for tomorrow, but if it's your will, give us tomorrow too. But this day, we ask for what is due us today, what we would have, the new mercies that are due us today. When I say due, the things that we need to get us through this day, we need you. And we look to you. Bless us and keep us. Lead us and guide us on today. Walk with us and talk with us, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, you are amazing, God. And we honor you today. Go before us. Guide our hands. Guide our feet. Guide our thoughts on today. And we'll give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. So we ask these things in your son Jesus' name. We bless you. Amen.